All right. And starting off, I'm curious, UConners are curious, what is happening at the UConn U, and why are a bunch of students coming down to the UConn U, and what are they checking out?
Yes, so it's actually tomorrow on April 20th, and we have our 25th annual Territorial Skills Competition. It is a showcase for students and apprentices to compete in a trade or technology area of their choice. We have trade areas such as electrical, heavy equipment, outdoor power, welding, carpentry, and that's a lot of those are for both secondary and post-secondary students. It's an incredible opportunity for students to be able to showcase their amazing work that they've been doing, training over the past couple months, getting ready to compete against another competitor. And from there, they actually have the opportunity to go to the national competition, which is being held at the end of May in Winnipeg.
All right. And yeah, the national competition, how does one find themselves going to that national competition? Are they just, competing and showing that they're maybe better at a score than other people, or are they just more available than some students?
Yeah. So how it works is we typically have about 2 to 3 competitors per competition area. Whoever wins the gold medal, they would have that first opportunity to go to Winnipeg. If they're unable to go for whatever reason, then we would provide that opportunity for the second place winner. And we have the people that actually judge those competitions are those both instructors at the university as well as industry members throughout the territory.
And how can UConners young and old get involved? Is there older people that come by and maybe even scout people for their carpentry shops or something in town and say, you know what, you want to come over for the summer and do an internship or something? Is that often the times what happens here with older people coming in?
Well, we definitely encourage industry members to come check out the competitions. We also will be hosting a trade show. And from there, those people can, yeah, of course, they can connect with the competitors if they, that they're doing really good work. I think that's a great opportunity for both the competitor and the industry member to find a good fit, especially if they're looking for employees or if that person is looking for employment.
And do you see people from out of the territory come in and try to recruit people? Does that ever happen in the past?
We haven't seen that happen in the past, no. Because our community is so small, we're definitely focused on people within the territory, both in Whitehorse and in the communities as well.
And in terms of numbers, how many people are in some of the categories? Are carpentry, mechanical equipment? What's the leading trait, I guess, this year?
Well, the leading one is welding and carpentry. We actually had so many people that wanted to do welding and carpentry that we actually had to find some different locations to actually be able to host them all. So we have about 10 in each one of those categories. And those are ones that we see a really high level of competition because those are both classes that are offered at the high school level. And of course, we know that there's definitely a demand for both carpenters and welders in the communities.
And in terms of those out in the communities, are they just kind of getting bused down here for the weekend? Is it more of a field trip? How are the schools kind of adjusting to this?
Yeah, so we offer the opportunity for community schools to come in and compete, but also just check out the competition. So we have students and educators from Mayo, as well as we have a student from Watson Lake and from Dawson City who will be coming in to compete. They'll come in today, and then they'll have the opportunity to compete. And then we actually have an award ceremony that happens on Friday evening. So they'll be able to take part in that as well and find out who won the competition area.
And for those in the UConn that want to go to this, I know it's at the UConn U, but what times and what kind of availability should they be looking for to go?
Yeah, so not only are they able to view the competitions, but they're also able to check out our trade show where we host different businesses and industry members. The best time is to come Thursday, April 20th, that's tomorrow, from 9 to 3:30 in the UConn U gymnasium.
All right, that's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, we're just really excited. This is the first time since 2019 that we've been open to the general public. So we're really excited to see all of the high school students, general public coming through and checking out the meaningful and rewarding careers in the trades and technology sectors.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you. And this is a good opportunity.
Thank you.
So hopefully everyone can enjoy it this weekend and tomorrow.
That's great.